Hello.
Hi, David. This is Sarah with Family First.
Hi.
I do have a caregiver that is on hold, and she is able to accept your case. So I was wondering if you'd be able to do a quick interview with her.
Right now or in person?
No, right now, and then we could do it in person after, as long as we just want to make sure that it's a good fit based off of the phone call, and then we can send her to the home for a
Okay,
meet and greet.
one thing, did I mention to you that my wife has MSA? Do you know what
Yes,
that is? I did.
multiple
Okay, good.
system
Yes.
atrophy, a
Yes.
rare neurodegenerative disease disorder causes ambulatory and dexterity issues in her right now, and it's getting worse, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
What's this lady's name?
Her name is Liz, and she's been a caregiver with us for a little bit, and she was looking for something with more hours. That's why she was unsure, but we're gonna get her on the phone. You can talk to her. Would you rather just meet her in person instead of doing the phone?
Well, we can do both.
Okay. All right.
I
So hold
mean,
on. Let me get her on the phone. She was asking if the hours, if you were would be willing to push back the start time to 9, but she is willing to do the 8.
okay, I'm at a doctor's office, I mean a
Okay.
dentist's office right now, and
Okay.
Barry, who really we should do this with, is
Okay.
in the dental chair right now.
All right, so why don't we do this? We can set it up for 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Is that possible?
How about 11?
11?
Yeah.
Okay. 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Do you want me to have her come to your home, or do you want to do it over the phone first?
Why don't I talk to her for a few minutes and
Okay.
then,
That's
yeah.
fine. Just so you're aware, I would never send anybody out to you unless they're fully have their background checks and clearance. So she's already fully onboarded. She's got a criminal background check cleared and everything. So, but we will make it for a phone call at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, okay?
Well, if I talk now, why don't we do, if it works, why don't we do an in-person tomorrow?
Okay. All right. So hold on and I'll get her on.
Thank you.
All right. Hi, Liz. Liz, are you there?
Right. Yes.
Liz.
I'm still here.
Okay, this is David. This is Miss Trimmingham's husband, and he's just gonna ask you a couple of questions, and then hopefully you guys could do a meet up tomorrow at some point, okay?
Tomorrow?
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Hi,
Hi, how are
Liz.
you?
Hi.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. We're at a dental office right now, and Barry is
Okay.
in the dental chair. So I thought maybe just a quick conversation, and if it's something you might be interested as we might be, I'd like to meet whoever we hire in person.
Okay.
So that's why. So tell me a little bit about what you've done, Liz. The kind of people you've been with.
What kind of people I've been with?
Yeah.
I specialize in working with older people, disabilities, senior citizens. I've worked in Einstein Hospital,
Have you worked with
doing
anybody with
ICU.
have you worked with anybody with Parkinson's?
I have worked for someone. A couple of my clients had Parkinson's disease, so I'm familiar with it, as well as
Okay.
lupus.
Okay. Because Barry has sort of a variant of it called MSA. I'm not sure you've heard of it. It's pretty rare, but it has symptoms kind of like advanced Parkinson's. She has ambulatory problems. She has no cognitive problems, but she has ambulatory problems and has fallen a couple times and so needs fairly close attention to make sure that she doesn't fall.
I have a question for you. So
Sure,
how
please.
did so she, so basically what you're telling me is her balance is off a lot, right? So does
Yeah.
she is she able to is she able to be ambulatory at all, or she's not
Oh
ambulatory?
yeah, she has a rollator that she uses, and we
Okay.
try to get her to use it more often.
Okay, okay. That's a good
So
thing.
that what she needs most help with is dressing, getting something to eat first thing,
Yes.
toilet kind of things, that kind of thing, kind of getting her going in the morning.
Okay.
It's mostly, yeah, I think, I'm not sure exactly what that entails, but yeah.
Yes, hygiene.
Yes, yes. Yes, shower, thank
mm-hmm.
you, yes. Shower, that kind of thing.
Yes. Okay. All right, I look forward to meeting you guys. I don't know when will be a good time.
Okay, and you worked at Einstein, you said?
I did. I worked at Einstein for like 4 years.
40 years.
I have four.
Four
years.
Four
okay.
Yeah, I worked at Einstein for 4 years. I'm sorry
okay.
if it sounds like 40. No. And I worked on the ICU, intensive care unit.
Okay.
And then I did that for 4 years, and then I went to the psych unit. So.
Okay. Do you have, I don't know where you're living or coming from, but is coming down to 8th and Walnut a problem?
I was wondering where that was. I was asking Sarah, so where's your zip code? She gave me your zip code. And no, that shouldn't be a problem. That shouldn't be a problem at all.
Yeah.
What I might like to ask you, I don't know if it'll be feasible for you, but would it be possible if I can do, like, instead of 8 to 12, maybe I can do 9 or no?
I would prefer, the reason 8 is good is this gives
mm-hmm.
me the chance to get away and go to the gym and that kind of thing.
Okay.
Nine is probably later than I would like. We would prefer 8. I don't know. Maybe
okay.
Barry might prefer 8:30. But if we were just saying, maybe you could come and see us tomorrow at 11. And you know, if there's good chemistry there, maybe we can work something out.
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to do that tomorrow, Liz?
I won't be able to do it at that time tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm sorry, because I have a previous engagement, but I will be able to do it maybe a little later.
If you don't mind. No, that's better than. Well, let me hold it. Before I say anything, let me look at my calendar, okay?
uh-huh. Okay, sure. No, I wasn't sitting in the chair.
Okay, tomorrow, Barry has actually any time after 11 would be fine.
All right.
Okay. What about 2? Is 2 o'clock okay? Because I know
two.
I have an appointment in the morning.
Yeah, I think 2 o'clock would work.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll just ask Sarah to give me the address.
Yeah, I'll text it over to her. Yeah, I'll text her your address and your phone number. So if there's any problem, she'll give you a call. But you could expect to meet up with her tomorrow at 2, and then just give me a call after, okay?
For sure.
Yeah, let me just say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just hold on, Liz. The address is 200 West Washington Square, but actually, if you go to 8th and Walnut, if you look at address something like 225 South 8th Street, you'll come closer. It's a 45-story building, and once you get to 8th and Walnut and you walk south on 8th a little bit, that's where the building is. Does that make sense?
So is the building not that – okay, I just want to make sure. Is the building the address that Sarah has?
Well, it's the mail address that Sarah has, except that
okay.
they made that address for advertising purposes.
Okay.
It sounds better
okay.
than 821 South 8th Street.
That's funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That is funny.
Okay.
Okay.
So for GPS purposes, 225,
right.
225 South 8th Street?
Even better is 223.
Okay.
Gotcha.
223 South 8th Street.
Yes.
So you got that down?
Yep, I got it down. I will send it over to you along with his contact info, and I hope everything works out well for you guys tomorrow, and I look forward to hearing about it.
Sure, I look forward to meeting you, and it was a pleasure taking. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me today. I truly appreciate that.
All right, Liz, thank you.
All right, tomorrow, thank you.
Have a good day. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, Sarah.